guys, this is Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome to the 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. Today's confession is, I have mentors who help me grow and succeed. I want to read you a bit of a passage. It's a couple of verses from Ruth chapter 3, verses 2 through 4. Now is not Boaz our kinsman, with whose maids you were? Behold, he winnows barley at the threshing floor at night. Wash yourself, therefore, and anoint yourself, and put on your best clothes, and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. It shall be when he lies down that you shall notice the place where he lies, and you shall go and uncover his feet and lie down. Then he will tell you what you shall do. So I want to put this into context. This is from the story of Ruth in the Bible. So her mother-in-law, I don't want to get into the whole backstory, but basically her mother-in-law was telling her how to approach Boaz in terms of redeeming her, because it was his duty as the next of kin in her family, basically, to marry her. That was the custom at that time. So that's all I want to say. I don't want to get too much into, you know, all the nuances and stuff of that story. But that's basically what she was saying to Ruth. She was telling her how to approach him. But I want to go a step further. Basically, what Naomi did, or what she did for Ruth, or said to Ruth, it's very similar to how a seasoned mentor will give someone who is under them step-by-step instructions from a playbook with proven success strategies. So again, being in the military, I was saying in yesterday's confession how, you know, just experience that I had early on in the military of not having confidence in myself and having confidence in the Lord. I also did not have consistent mentorship early on in my career. It wasn't until later, actually like a few years ago, that I had mentors who took a vested interest in me and my future. And it was the difference between night and day. When you are, say you're like Ruth, you're in a foreign land, you don't know the customs, you only know maybe that one person, in this case, she knew Naomi as your entry point. You know, you've been around them, so you maybe have an idea, but you don't know what it's like to live in a certain land. You need a mentor who is going to give you step-by-step instructions for how to succeed. So here's the thing though, when you get mentors and they give you those step-by-step instructions from the playbook, you have to do what they tell you. If you don't, you're on your own. The Lord cannot be held responsible for the outcomes in your life, and neither can your mentor if you don't do what they're telling you to do. And that's why you want to make sure you get godly mentors who are rooted in a foundation of Jesus Christ, and they have a biblical worldview, and they are striving to live their word out, they're striving to live their life out by the word of God. Do what they tell you to do, and you will see results. You will grow and you will succeed. So again, today's confession is, I have mentors who help me grow and succeed. Remember to confess your way to success, and don't forget to join in for tomorrow's confession.